WRCE 1450 AM W299 CD Richland Center.
WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, JJ Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's 7 o'clock, 24 degrees at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Time for a news update, and it's sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. By Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and by PCB Wealth Management.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The largest cranes on the East Coast are arriving in Baltimore, where they will be helping out to lift large chunks of the Francis Scott Key Bridge out of the river below. The removal and rebuilding process will be a long one, says ABC's Perry Russum, who has more from Baltimore.
When asked for a timeline on removing the wreck, the governor did not have an answer, saying it's a complicated process. The Department of Homeland Security is using an estimate that shows this entire collapse could cost up to $4 billion.
Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all taking the stage at Radio City Music Hall last night in a fundraiser for the president. It brought in a record-breaking $25 million. Former President Donald Trump was also in New York on Thursday at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Nine people have been detained in Russia over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's attack on that suburban Moscow concert hall. And today marks 1 year in Russian detention for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. This is ABC News. Funeral today in Stamford, Connecticut for late Senator Joe Lieberman, one of the founders of the centrist No Labels organization. In a setback to No Labels this week, we learned that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie decided not to run against Donald Trump on a third-party unity ticket. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more.
His team, I'm told, did some polling in more than a dozen states and ran the numbers and ran the math and ultimately concluded that, first, they're not sure that No Labels can actually get on the ballot enough places to make a difference, and you'd have to win in so many states, 20, 25 states, that it's almost an impossible climb. And in their estimation, the only thing a No Labels candidate would do would be contribute to Donald Trump's election again. And that's exactly what Chris Christie said he wouldn't do.
Japan's government has recalled an over-the-counter anti-cholesterol supplement after five people who took it died and more than 100 were hospitalized. Japan's health ministry has recalled the supplement but warns some products may have been exported before the recall. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Few things are more important than family. You can count on your family to be there for you. Just like you can count on the Richland Family Prescription Center to be there for you. Anyone can give you a bottle of pills. The Richland Family Prescription Center gives you a whole lot more. Your health and your understanding of medications is a priority for the Prescription Center. The staff makes sure you and your family are getting the right medications. They're happy to help you and answer questions about prescription drugs, including possible side effects or interactions among various drugs. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. Choosing a pharmacy is a very important decision. When you call or stop in, you always get a person who understands and cares. The Prescription Center would be honored to be your pharmacy. Ogden Nash said, a family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, an occasional animal, and the common cold. Trust your family to the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
And now your Good Friday forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly sunny and mild with a high of 56. Rain likely tonight. Overnight low of 36. Starting the weekend Saturday, cloudy. Then some breaks of sun by afternoon, a high of 53. Variably cloudy, not as cold Saturday night, a low of 33. Easter Sunday, cloudy, a chance of light rain by midday, a high of 50. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, 47. 45 with rain and snow Tuesday.
100.9.
Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your Friday get together. 24 degrees in Richland Center, and just some great news coming from the Richland Center Ithaca band trip as the students headed to Florida. They're actually, you know, on their way back, coming back to a little colder weather, but they've had a lot of fun. Wednesday they went to SeaWorld, the Ron John Surf Shop. We had talked about that earlier this week. That's in Cocoa Beach. They did some souvenir shopping and they had a pizza party, which sounds fun. On Thursday, they went to Hollywood Studios, hit the buses again, then off for a dinner stop in Tifton, Georgia, as they're heading back our way, getting ready to stop for breakfast. Now, their scheduled return to the Richland Center High School auditorium parking lot is approximately 3 to 3:30 today, and we'll have more during our newscast later on. We'll keep you informed and reminded of when they're heading back to the cooler temps of Wisconsin. It's our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest from Civic Media. It's your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes that include a bike, a blender, and a wonderful patio love seat. This hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. You can find your station, WRCO-FM, and then use the text button and send the keyword warm for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, today's word is warm, W-A-R-M. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. We have more opportunities with Bo Hendricks later today. Your keywords will be given at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. This hour's keyword is warm. Good luck from WRCO and Civic Media. It's the Weekend Wake Up every Saturday morning with Adam Hess from 5 until 10 a.m. A look at entertainment history, some fun, great country music, and of course, Prime Mover at 8:30. It's the Weekend Wake Up from WRCO-FM and Civic Media.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry. Thank you. me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought it was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Marty Robbins singing the blues on Country and Community 7-Eleven. We're at 24 degrees. A great big thank you to Tim Woodman providing me updates as far as the Richland Center Ithaca band trip goes. He's along for the ride. Also some, and you can't say thank you enough, but we'd love to put out some thank yous to Mary Beth and Jeff Behrens, McKinnon Tobin, as well as all the chaperones for putting up with Tim Woodman. No, I'm kidding about that. Also, everyone who helped the students prepare and then the fundraisers throughout the last 4 years. And then we're getting ready for the next, 3.5 years of fundraising. About that to get our next trip down there. But anyway, great big thank yous all around for the Ithaca Richland Center Band Departments.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm seeking the office of mayor. In the past 6 years, I've worked closely with city staff on impactful projects like wayfinding signs and the Cobblestone Hotel. Recently, our mayor emphasized economic development as his sole platform. Many of these projects were led by our skilled professionals like Jason Glassbrenner and Ashley Oliphant. As your mayor, I'll uphold the role outlined by state statutes and support our experts. If you believe in collaborative leadership, vote for me on April 2nd, and let's build a stronger Richland Center together.
It's 7:13. We're at 24 degrees in our journey to 7:20. We'll have the roundup just a few moments away as there has been a Hank sighting. Yeah, Joanne's here too.
Why you think you belong to me? I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right and what is wrong. Did it take too long to see? Amy, what you want to do? What you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. Can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you want? Now, Vince Gill wasn't with the band during that big hit of Amy, but something a lot of people don't realize, I didn't until I actually got into radio, that Vince Gill was a member of the Pure Prairie League. 7:16, we're at 24 degrees. Don't go anywhere. We have the Roundup coming up next.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
I'm Dennis Polifka, incumbent candidate for the Sauk County Board of Supervisors for District 23, with a proven record for listening to people and working to get results. I've been fortunate to have been involved with the two drainage ditch projects that relieve flooding in the River Valley and am currently involved with the third final project. Working with local through federal level agencies has given me a well-rounded knowledge on how to get things done. My name is Dennis Polifka. Appreciate your vote on April 2nd for Sauk County Supervisor.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
You're listening to the Weekday Roundup. Today's show is powered by Mountain Dew and Bad Decisions.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
Hee-haw! Rise and shine, folks, and get ready for the ultimate morning boost with Phil and Hank in the mornings, starting at 7:20. Your perfect start to a perfect day. Previously on the Roundup Live.
The quickest way to get over your feelings is just spend a week with Hank.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I started a part-time job at the bike factory.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Really?
Working nights.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I've done so well, they're going to make me the spokesperson.
Right on in.
You got to write them in, Ron.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, we are just here to drink Mountain Dew and make bad decisions, we're almost out of Mountain Dew.
But bad decisions are still coming.
Bad decisions it is. Hey, good morning,
young
fella.
Good morning. How are you doing, buddy?
You know what? I am here
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but of course, I did not have anything to do with high school baseball last night.
Oh, I did.
I heard.
Yeah, I was at Riverdale.
Yeah.
Riverdale won 15-5. Good ball game.
Yeah, great ball game. Then Logan Cagle picked up the win. He had seven strikeouts. So.
Me and B.A. from Ithaca did the ball game. Yeah. Brian Alvin.
Yeah, Brian Alvin.
Done a great job.
Yeah, and was that like a two-day affair? I mean, did you like get home past midnight?
Yeah. I got home at 9:30. I was in the shower at 9:46.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And you got to the ballpark at what time?
3:40.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kurt still owes me.
And owes you. Yeah.
No, and it got cold.
Yeah.
Oh, I got in the car and it was 29 degrees.
Yeah, I noticed that when I did my chores last night around the farm in two segments. So one was early enough where the sun was shining.
Yep.
It was gorgeous out.
Yep.
And then I went to take care of the rest, and the chickens were putting on extra feathers because
speaking of extra feathers.
Yeah.
Arlene, Brian's wife,
yeah,
sent Brian a picture yesterday during the ball game, okay? And it had a picture of me in a Speedo. It was a cartoon.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
That's not manipulated.
But it was before I lost the weight.
Okay.
You couldn't see the Speedo.
Okay, good night, folks. Yep, I'm out of here.
Again, bad decisions here.
Yeah, and we're good at making them.
And Brian cheated yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yep, he had a heated vest on underneath his...
That's sacrilege in the world of umpiring, right?
You know what? It's not fair because I didn't have mine.
Right. Do you have one?
Yes.
You didn't bring it?
Nope.
Okay, bad decisions.
But on Brian, if we're in this woke community or this woke world, take it off or give it to me.
Yeah, solidarity. He should have just taken that off and suffered with everyone else.
Yep.
He didn't. I'm with Brian on this one.
Yeah.
If I have a hunting vest, I'm wearing it.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. But anyway, how's that? You didn't do nothing last night?
No. The daughter and granddaughter came over, hung out for a while. I made some potato soup and sub sandwiches.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it was good.
Oh, and here's the best thing about last night.
Yeah.
Okay? Besides being over. the people in the concession stand, all right, between the games, they gave me a brat.
Was it, like, extra burnt?
No, it was the best brat, and it's the first brat I had all year.
Right.
Okay? And it was the best brat.
Oh.
And guess where the brats are from?
I'm going to guess Platteville, Poinette, Partyville.
No.
Arkansas.
Richland Locker.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
You know what?
Because I asked.
What is the best?
And then they go, well, you can't have a brat because you're on a diet. And I said, just give me the brat without the bun. And they did.
To keep things civil, give me the brat.
Yep. And it was dynamite.
Nice.
So thank you to them.
Nice.
Then they gave me another one after both games.
I was at the locker yesterday. I didn't pick up any brats, but that's my go-to. You know, if I want something for the grill during the summertime, you know, the whole chickens, boy, I tell you what, if you didn't get those whole chickens they had a few days ago, they sold out quickly. So when we tell you about stuff, get to the locker because, you know, great products,
goodness.
Fantastic prices.
But I will tell you this, it was unreal of the taste of that brat. So now my goal today is probably hit Napa or Walsh's or someone who has a heated vest in my size.
Nice.
So
yeah, because you'd have to double it over somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There may be duct tape involved. We could probably get that to fit. You're probably not going to take it off.
Again, bad decisions.
Well, we're known for that.
Yep. Anything happening this weekend, young man?
You know what? We have, first of all, Prime Mover coming up this weekend, tomorrow, Easter Sunday. So I do know, like, if you go to the library over the weekend, don't plan on it this weekend. They're closed today and tomorrow, the Brewer Public Library, in observance of Easter.
Easter, yep.
Yeah. So any big Easter plans for you?
No. The Lone Rock American Auxiliary, Allegiant Auxiliary 383, will host an Easter bake sale today from 7 to 1 at the Lone Rock Community.
And ironically, you're going to be in Lone Rock today, right? Picking me up some baked goods?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Yeah. Is that okay? Where do I put those?
Oh, just anywhere before Prime Mover. Just
throw them in your box. You have a little slot. There.
I do.
I just throw them
right
in there.
Way back in the day, I had an office. Yeah. And then my office, when I was no longer in that position, then my office turned into a little, probably
slot.
Five or six inch slot.
5x7.
Yeah. Now it's even smaller. Now it's like an envelope. But I'm okay.
okay with
I
that.
And I was thinking about going to a smaller envelope.
To heck with that legal size envelope.
Hey, what about enjoy an Easter brunch at Haven Bond Bound Church in Lone Rock Saturday?
Oh, right. That sounds good.
Or Sunday. That's Sunday. My fault.
Well,
Sunday.
even better if you don't have any Easter plans and you need a little camaraderie. There you go.
And then the Race for Grace will be held Saturday, May 18th at the fight for the 5 and 10K run.
Yep. So get I think registration is coming up this week.
Yep.
Definitely want to get registered
by
for
April
that.
1st.
Yeah, so by Monday, you can still register on Monday. So, anyway. No huge plans here. We're going to just have a nice mellow Easter with the family at our place. And I didn't even flinch. He's throwing water at me.
I have a sippy cup.
Yeah, I didn't flinch. You can tell I have grandkids.
It's my coffee. I have a Stanley Firmus. It is what is it?
That's an official Stanley.
It's a 20-ounce.
Nice.
But,
there's a little creamer.
Well, a little creamer, or a lot of creamer and a little coffee.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Hey, did you know the first oranges weren't orange?
No.
They were green.
Really?
Yep, that's what it says.
Picked them too early.
Yep, no. And then octopuses have three hearts.
Get out.
Yep.
Three hearts. Hey. New Jersey, top producer in the United States of eggplants and mafia guys.
Wow, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
No wonder the eggplants grow well.
Yeah. I hope I just didn't get a hit put on myself.
Nice job, Adam.
Yeah, I know.
Bad decisions.
Yeah. We're known for it.
Hey, you know, this. I know they're talking about me when they have this in here. But the heart of the blue whale is the largest on Earth, an animal on Earth. It's 5 feet long and weighs 400 pounds. That's like
400 pounds.
A heart.
Wow.
That's like a Hank.
That'd be two Hanks.
Well, right now, but they're talking about my heart because it's so big.
Oh, see, I was going with an actual unit of measurement. Well, that's about 2.5 Hanks. That'd be a cool unit of measurement.
It would be.
Hey, cats. Everybody who knows me knows I love cats. I love animals. But it's a genetic defect that they can't shake in the genealogy. Cats cannot taste sweet.
Really?
Yeah, no sweet.
It's like me in the last 6 months.
Right, that's okay. Well, you're kind of like a cat making bad decisions, knocking things over on the table. Also in the Bible, the only domestic animal not mentioned is a cat.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, they were going to write about it, but it was off taking a nap. So they didn't,
exactly.
Yeah. So no cat in the Bible.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So, here, kitty.
No, kitty.
But here's another thing, all right? Why did Jesus ride the donkey through Jerusalem?
I don't know.
If you look at a donkey's back, it's the only animal that has a cross on it.
Oh, get out.
Yep. If you look at it from a high angle, there's usually hair.
Wow. I'm going to look. Yeah.
Cross.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And speaking of donkeys, the donkey's eyes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's a good decision. Donkey's eyes are positioned on its head so it can see all four of its feet at the same time. It can see its own 4 feet. At the same time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm right there. I can see my two.
Useless. Better now that you've died. You know, you didn't diet. You made a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
You can see the feet a whole lot better.
Sometimes you don't want to.
Well, you know, you do what you got to do.
But anyway, I got hit last night 7 times in the baseball game.
Yeah, we were talking about that. You were...
I was pinged.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when you walk in, there was just a little bit of a hitch in your giddy-up.
Yeah, it's the left foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? In a ball, baseball always finds you where you're not.
Protected. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Isn't that the truth, though?
Yes.
It really, really is. But no worse for the wear. Nothing permanent. You just have
I hope not.
Just have to work it out. When's your next game coming up?
It will be...
Monday?
Tonight, maybe. No. Monday? I don't know.
Okay.
I know.
I have a game Monday. I'm going to be out at Ithaca.
Yeah, you'll be at Ithaca. Yep. Yep.
I'll be at Ithaca doing the PA.
Monday night, I am at Cuba City.
Okay.
So I got Cuba City and Pecatonica.
So definitely between now and Monday, give your legs a little time to heal up there. And hopefully you don't have a game tonight. I don't know if you do or not, but that, you know, you could probably use the break.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. No, I get that. But you know, that first one of the year taking those bruises.
Oh, I tell you. Thanks, Kurt. But anyway. Hey, the first college football game was played on November 6th of 1869 between Rutgers and Princeton.
Wow.
Rutgers actually won the game. So Sliced bread was first manufactured by machine and sold in the 1920s by Schilly Cloth Baking Company in Missouri. So it was a sliced bread machine.
Oh, that was the first time. So when you say it's, you know, it's better than sliced bread, that saying's only been around since the 1930s.
It was great. It was the greatest thing since unsliced bread.
Right. Reindeer. You know, reindeer on the North Pole, they don't eat bananas.
Really?
No, I'm sorry. They do like to eat bananas.
Really?
Now, now here's the thing. They didn't know that because there are no bananas indigenous to where they... Apparently, there was a researcher up there. They had some bananas. A wild reindeer came up and opened up his little satchel and ate his bananas.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what
My goats eat bananas. My horses eat bananas.
Yeah, I love bananas.
Yeah.
But
so do reindeer.
So did you know what the dinosaur's worst reindeer name is? Were they afraid of the reindeer?
No.
Comet?
Wow.
Early from Monday.
Yeah, speaking of bad decisions. Hey, animals that don't, or animals that do lay eggs don't have belly buttons.
Really?
Yeah. See, I know this useless knowledge. Where is that ever going to help me except on the Roundup?
Do you know bats are the only mammals that can fly?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not blind.
They're not blind.
We found that out a couple of days ago. Yeah.
So anyway, the world's largest snowflake, besides myself, was recorded in Montana in 1887.
Did you have a size?
It was 15 inches wide.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold up my... my Hey Dude here.
Oh, my God. What's that smell?
That's my Hey Dude. That's 12 inches. My Hey Dude's exactly
so
1 foot.
So I had 3 inches.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's a snowflake. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm a fisherman.
Bad decision, Hey.
Bad decision, yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Anything else?
Well, not really. A caterpillar has more muscles than a human being.
Wow. That's crazy. But if you think about it, you know, as much as they move, hey, yeah, and I know this.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm probably one of the biggest Duran Duran
aficionados. Duran Duran.
Yeah, both of the drummers from Queen and Duran Duran had the same name, Roger Taylor.
Really?
There were also three Taylors in Duran Duran, none of them related. Andy Taylor, Roger Taylor, and Nick Taylor.
Wow,
not related.
All of them must be from Arkansas.
Yeah. No, they would all be related. Oh.
So anyway, one last thing before I let you go, young man. Mosquitoes, and I'm saying this because it's springtime.
We're heading into skeeter season.
So skeeters are the deadliest animal in the world. They kill more people than any other creatures due to the disease they carry.
Yeah, I believe the level of the numbers of mosquitoes in the world and the bloodborne and waterborne diseases they carry. Yeah.
So
kill a skeeter.
So, but I can tell you this, okay? Walsh's and Chet's have mosquito eradicators.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, they work. I buy two for my yard. I do them every, I buy about four a year.
Okay.
And they get rid of your skeeters out of your yard.
Nice.
I don't know what they do, but Walsh's and Chet's have them. Get them
nice.
For your
are they
yard.
Are they the electric ones or are they
no,
the chemical based ones?
It's a chemical
ones?
Base.
Oh, nice,
you just
nice.
Add water to them. I mean, it's
oh, very
absolutely
nice.
Amazing.
I know. Many years ago, I tried one of the electric skeeter repellers, and it actually worked, but for like literally a 1 foot by 1 foot
you just
area.
Carried over your head.
Yeah.
All the time.
So you had to stand next to this thing that was emitting some kind of electronic pulse and probably UV and every other kind of radiation, and you had to stand next to
it. You too, like
well, no, but I had a little eradicator burn on the side of my face. It's healed up nicely now.
Well,
yeah,
from your standpoint,
right? Well, I didn't say it was great. So better decision would be to head to Chet's and Walsh's and get the chemical based one.
You just add water, hang them, you know, at the corners of your yard, and they and it takes a couple days for it to work. But I tell you what, they work.
There's your skeeter information from Hank.
Yeah, skeeter, go get them.
Go
Chet's
get them.
Walsh's, go get them.
Sounds great. Hey, have a great Easter and a great weekend,
you
my
too.
Friend.
Hey, thanks for filling in for the Philip need.
You know, I just sent Phil an email and said, you know, I had such a fun time this week. Anytime he needs somebody to fill in, let me know. We'll keep you entertained and informed.
Buddy, thank you very much. You were a pleasure to have.
Well,
and again,
thank
one,
you.
One last. last thing, if you want to put out the word about, hey, it's still the last day, the boss is gone, and Henry will play.
Hey, give him a call, 647-2111. Just say, I want the deal, Hank, and they'll get you to Hank.
I'll
and, you know, the boss is back tomorrow, then the deals are going to end. So he's going to drop the hammer.
I could get in trouble.
You might. But if you're gonna, you know what? If you're gonna make a bad decision and get in trouble, go all out. Give Hank a call. Let's sell 15 more sponsorships.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You're in trouble anyway.
I'm gonna get in. So you know, you do it and then ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
So,
much better way.
Yeah, buddy. Have a good day. Everybody, be kind.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
738, 24 degrees. Birthdays and anniversaries on this March 29th are coming up next.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like
like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. Ray Hatfield is celebrating a birthday, that from Sacred Heart Parish. Allison Asturba, happy birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. Here's an early birthday to Cole Cook. Birthday is actually Sunday, but we're going to read it today. Have a fantastic day with lots of love from Mom, Lance, Mara, Grandpa, Grandma, Lisa, Kim, and all the family. Ray Hatfield and Alice Hatfield celebrating an anniversary from Sacred Heart Parish. Our beautiful red-haired four-year-old great-great-niece, Natalie Fieldhouse, is celebrating a birthday with love from Aunt Linda and Uncle Mel Felton. Richland Primary School would like to wish Brea Miller a birthday. Nancy Judson makes the Bloom City Town Crier. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Dave Bangert and Stephanie Olson. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Cameron Bird, Blake Campbell, Jay Makovec, and Emma Ward. And the Richland Center Lions Club, we see Kelly Corcoran and Sam Reisner celebrating today. And of course, if you are celebrating in the area, birthday or anniversary, we'd love to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM and WRCO.com.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you are thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
Experience the tradition of quality meats at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into succulent pork shoulder roast for just $2.48 a pound, or savor tender pork shoulder steaks at $2.98. And don't miss the deli delights like mild cheddar for $4.98 per pound. Taste the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, your trusted local meat market since 1939. Visit them today.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good
Good morning. It is 25 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Partly sunny and mild today with a high of 56. Tonight, light rain likely with a low of 36. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 23, we're up to 25 degrees.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at joneschev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. As part of Tammy's Dairyland tour, Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Richland Center yesterday for a walk with the mayor. Baldwin walked the downtown and met with several business owners. She hopes to get to know the needs of the communities she serves.
It's really meeting people where they are and hearing what's on their mind. Gives me ideas for the work that I do, and wanting to make sure that, you know, I hear both people's challenges and also the opportunities that they're looking at, and it's really exciting to do.
In Richland Center, she heard about child care, small business, food, and rural health. Baldwin is, as a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, was instrumental in securing $2.5 million for the City of Richland Center to extend water and sewer infrastructure to the future Richland Hospital site.
And to the point of showing up, listening, that's exactly what we did before we initiated, the spending, the earmark, if you want to call it that, the congressionally directed spending for the hospital, because we knew there was a need here. And we knew that the community all by itself would really struggle to be able to meet that. So instead, we're doing this in partnership. And, you know, to be able to step up and help at a time when it's really challenging to meet people's health needs in rural areas was really, you know, it's rewarding for me.
From start to finish, Senator Baldwin will travel nearly 1,400 miles and visit 19 counties, including Richland, Vernon, La Crosse, Juneau, Sauk, and Columbia counties. Over the past few weeks, State Representative Travis Tranel has spent time traveling the new 49th Assembly District, which was created when the redistricting bill 2023 Wisconsin Act 94 was signed into law in February. Representative Tranel has spent time meeting with constituents, attending events, and listening to what's on residents' minds throughout the newly added Crawford County portion of the 49th Assembly District. The 49th Assembly District now includes all of Crawford County, the majority of Grant County, and a small portion of Vernon County. Representative Tranel will continue to actively engage with local leaders throughout the 49th Assembly District and welcome all ideas from district residents on how to improve state government and support their local communities. Feel free to contact Representative Tranel at 608-266-1170 or email rep.tranel@legis.wy.gov if you have any questions or comments related to state government. Elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third party or independent candidates for president in November. Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
The margin between President Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be so narrow in November that an independent or third-party candidate could play spoiler in Wisconsin. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote. And so in a very close election,
could turn
position
the
to tilt the election in the fall.
20 elected officials are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed. Backers of former President Donald Trump are launching a second effort to recall Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office after the first one appears to have failed. Recall organizers filed paperwork to start a second recall effort Wednesday, just 2 days after they asked a court to give them more time to rehabilitate signatures that Voss challenged on the first recall petition. Ultimately, it's up to the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission to determine whether enough valid signatures are gathered to force a recall election. Voss angered Trump supporters after he declined to impeach the state's top elections official or decertify President Joe Biden's win in the swing state. The Wisconsin DOR secretary is stepping down. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca will be leaving the Evers administration after serving the administration for more than 5 years. Secretary Barca was one of the governor's first appointments to his cabinet in 2019. In 2023 alone, DOR stopped $305 million in fraudulent income tax refunds, returned $38.8 million in unclaimed property, distributed over $2.4 billion to local governments in shared revenue and property tax relief, and the lottery achieved record sales of $981.6 million, over 30% of which is typically returned to homeowners in the form of a property tax credit. Additionally, DOR's average processing time for individual income tax returns was fewer than 5 days in 2023, and the tax revenue forecast error was 1.5% with an 8-month time horizon, which is within DOR's 2% objective. This is based on Wisconsin's history as the best tax forecasting state in the country. Barca's retirement is effective on April 9th. A search to fill Barca's position is already underway. The governor expects to announce Barca's replacement in the coming weeks. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced his proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by 3.75% during the 2024-25 academic year, a rate similar to recent inflation. Rothman also announced he has asked for an updated affordability review that will be available this fall. The 2022 review found that, compared to peers, Wisconsin's public universities were the most affordable in the Midwest. The total proposed average cost of attendance for resident undergraduates will increase approximately 3.8% when room and board costs are considered. The proposal, which is scheduled to be considered by the full Board of Regents Thursday, would increase tuition for the second straight year after 10 years of a tuition freeze. Segregated fees will increase on average $74 per year. Seven universities are proposing an increase on top of the 3.75% to fund specific needs, such as academic advising, financial aid, and faculty hiring in high-demand programs. The proposed resident undergraduate tuition and segregated fees for UW-Madison will be $11,604 and UW-Platteville will be $8,425. Rothman said he announced the tuition and fee proposal now so that students and parents have adequate time to plan. He also encouraged students to file a free application for federal student aid form to see if they are eligible for financial aid. Alliant Energy named 12 Wisconsin communities to receive grants totaling nearly $60,000 from the Alliant Energy Foundation's Community Tree Planting Program, part of the 1 Million Trees Initiative. Alliant Energy partners with Trees Forever to help communities develop, select, and plant a diverse mix of trees. A tree expert helps communities select the best species for their areas and create care and maintenance plans to make sure the new trees have long, healthy lives. Across Wisconsin, communities are eligible to apply for grants up to $5,000 to fund new trees. Local communities awarded grants this year include Devil's Lake State Park, receiving $5,000 for an Arbor Day planting at the campgrounds, shelter houses, and picnic areas with volunteers, and the city of Boscobel receiving $4,476 to hold a community tree planting event in Cronsage Park with local volunteers. Some communities will begin to plant trees this spring, while others will wait until fall. Today is Good Friday to commemorate The Death of Jesus, a Good Friday service, will be held this afternoon at 1 at St. John Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Several pastors from the Richland County Ministerial Association will be leading worship. You are invited to hear the story of Jesus' crucifixion and how it leads to hearts broken open. Readings from Jesus' Passion according to the Gospel of Mark will be interspersed with reflections and stories from life by local pastors. This worship service will include prayers and songs. All are invited to attend this worship service to plant the love of God, hope, and joy in your hearts as we prepare for Easter Sunday. The Richland Center Ithaca Band Trip students continued to have a wonderful experience in Florida the past couple of days. On Wednesday, they visited SeaWorld, Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach to do some souvenir shopping. They had a pizza party at Pizza Vola and enjoyed some beach time at the Cocoa Beach Pier. Thursday morning brought the students to Hollywood Studios for the day. They then boarded the coach buses around 3 yesterday afternoon and started the trek back home. As of 6:30 this morning, the students have made it into Illinois and are near the Salem area with an anticipated breakfast stop. The band students are scheduled to return to the Richland Center High School auditorium parking lot at approximately 3 to 3:30 this afternoon, depending on traffic. They would like to thank the community for all the support, well wishes, and prayers as they have traveled this past week. A tired driver in Grant County caused a crash resulting in injuries. Wednesday night at approximately 11:35, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a two-vehicle crash at Highway 35-133 and U.S. Highway 18. Jason Von Bruckhauser, 47, of Dixon, Illinois, was northbound on Highway 35-133, approaching the intersection with Highway 18. As he was approaching the intersection, Olivia Blum, 21, of Glenhaven, was traveling west on Highway 18. Von Bruckhauser failed to yield at the stop sign and struck Blum's vehicle. It was also determined that tiredness was a contributing factor in the crash. Blum was trapped by the damage to her driver's door but was not pinned. She was complained of neck pain, and Von Bruckhauser complained of ankle and leg pain. West Grant EMS transported Olivia Blum to the hospital for treatment of her injuries. Jason Von Bruckhauser was issued citations for failure to stop at a stop sign and inattentive driving.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town and Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Friday, March 29th. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marquesan by the Marquesan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center. Eddie D. Engel, 72, of Casanova, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later time. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Eddie D. Engel, 72, of Casanova.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
The ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom scrapbooking supplies and consignment.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM W299 CD Richland Center.
Owners.